Learning Masechtas Yevamim Staf Samach Dalad Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Nasa Isha V'shoi Ma'eser Shana V'yolda Ein V'shoi Levato. Someone gets married and for 10 years he waits around, they still don't have children. He can't be Mevatel. So what should he do? So Rashi says two choices. Ayigashena, Ayisa Acheres Ina. Either divorce her or marry somebody else with her. And the Gemara says, Yetzi V'iting Suva. It doesn't say the Eitzah of marrying somebody else. The Gemara says you have to divorce her. What's Takav Shat? Why would Chazal B'chol say to divorce her? Anyway, has to marry somebody else. So just tell him to marry somebody else. So Rashi Suvas Devayin Zayin says, Rabbanan Tikkun Lo'itzi Mishnachol Kamen De Issa Lahogadei Lenasev Achmiti. Rabbanan made it to Kana, he has to divorce her. Because if he's married to her, he's not going to marry anybody else. So what's the Pshat in Rashi that he can marry somebody else? So the Chayin Pshat's like this. Mezdin calls him in after 10 years and tells him that you're not being Mekayim Periviviyam. If right away he marries somebody else, before they have a chance to force him to divorce, then good, they're not going to bother him. But if he says he's going to marry somebody else, we don't accept that taina. We force him to divorce her, Shail and Taisis, you force him B'Sheiti, you force him B'Mili, Pelkopanim, you instruct him, we'll force him to divorce her because we're going to assume he's never going to get married to anyone else. The Rambam was his mashman away. Hilchasisha's parak, the Sumav Allah Chazayin, Shulchan Aruch brings the same Lashon. Nasi Isha v'shasim asa shana v'yolda. Hareza Yetzi v'ing suva. Oy Yisa Isha v'yolaylid. You have two choices. Yetzi v'ing suva. Oy Yisa Isha v'yolaylid. Why would he pick the choice of Yisa Isha v'yolaylid? Shad is he has to actually do it. That's the Chayyid of Shad. Dvas says it more, even more clear. Dvas says, here's the Lashon. V'isha te'ena shalai yetziya. Let's say the woman comes and says, I don't want to get divorced. He's not Mekayim Periviviyam. She says, okay, I give full rishus to marry another woman. Yachal hu leimar kol kamad agud debi le'av le'achriti. He could say, the husband could say, as long as you're attached to me, they're not going to give me another one. Miyum shnei misratzim b'dover. Let's say they both agree. V'hu neisi yishacheris, ein besen kai v'neis le'garish. So stamazite to say, I'm going to marry somebody else, we don't accept that. We'll kai v'negarish. But if he does marry, so you don't force him to be garish. Not only the Lashon is so stark in the Ritva, if the Ish is to Enish lo yitzia, yachal hu loymar, kol kama de gun debi lev echriti. Sounds like the Ish is tining, don't divorce me. I'll marry somebody else while I'm here. And he says, no, I can't do it. He could taina, I can't do it because if you're attached to me, they're not going to give me another wife. Why does he have to say anything? Miman of Shach. If he wants to be megarisha, the halacha is, al pidini de gemara, you can megarish bal karcha. So why does he have to tain her that? Elamai goes to the ksuva, the din is either way he has to give the ksuva. That's what it says, yes, if he thinks ksuva. Unless he'll say, we'll see in the gemara later, that the first time around, he has to give the ksuva, because we assume it's his einish. That he was leizach libanish mena, because he's mechuyiv and piriv rivya. But already the third time around, he doesn't have to give the ksuva. So maybe in such a case, the wife will say, don't divorce me with that ksuva. You have to be Mekayim Periviviyam. So go get married. Who's stopping you? I'm not stopping you. And then he ketaina, you are. I can't marry anybody as long as I'm married to you. So I have a right to divorce you with that ksuva. But that's a mashman that way. Maybe stam, she's taining. Not right for you to be Megarish me. Normally you shouldn't be Megarish for no reason. Elamites, not for no reason. You have to be Mekayim Periviviyam. I have no akpanda. You can marry somebody else. And then he says, no, I do have to be Megarish to Kayim Periviviyam. There's no way I'll be able to marry somebody else as long as you're there. Maybe that's a pshat in the Ritva. Now the Ramban says, it's a machlekes v'shem. The Ramban says, it says, Shoyim ma'eser shanim v'lo yolda. What if he had a child, but just one? One son or one daughter. So the Ramban says, ei mitzin eisim miyodei. Because it says, lo yolda. And here it's yolda. So since it was Yalda, Yena might see, the Rashba says it. The Rashba says, well, maybe you could teach the Mishnah, Loyalda means the Shir Periviviyah. It's going on the Resha. Loyalda means the Resha already said, what's the Shir Periviviyah? So it's going on the Resha, that's what it means, Loyalda. But he says, Harisha nearly Iker. But some Rishonim do like this Efsha, the Rashba says. The Ritva and the Mekesu say, Vacherim Pirshu. The Miri holds that way. But there's a machlokes in the first Pshat and the Ramban and the Rashba. What's the pshan if you have a child in Akaifa? Because the Rivash says like this. Rivash in Siman Tezvav, he has a whole discussion about Purivivi there in Siman Tezvav. And he says, even according to them, that's only 10 years and they had a child. So you're not Kaifa. Why? Because Mestam will have another child. If they didn't have any children, so then we have a Chazaka, they're not going to have children. But if let's say they had a child, so Mestam, could we have another child? So that's why we're not Kaifa. Now, Shein Kein, let's say you have a couple, they got married, and they had one child, and now the Isha is already a Zakena. She's not going to have any more children. So he says, even according to Ban and Rashbi, Kaifa Maitzi, Lamaisi wasn't Mekai in the Mitzvah's period of Rivya. As I time it to Rivash, the Beisaisa brings it, and Evan Azza Simon Kufn and Dal. That's another place. Even though the Ikkad Din of period of Rivya is in Simon Aleph, but the Din of Simon Kufn and Dal to all the Nashim that were Kaifa Maitzi. So there, there's a discussion about this, of Esa Shannon. So he brings, the Beisaisa brings the Rivash in Simon Kufn and Dal. And the Beis Shmuel, in Sima Kufna Dal, Sifkan Chavdal, it says it's them. When it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says like the Ramban and the Rashba, that as long as you had a child, we're ready, not Kaifa. So the Beis Shmuel says, until she becomes a Skena, when she comes a Skena, and you are Kaifa, it's only the 10 years you're not Kaifa. But the Karinayra says that the Mashmais and the Ramban and the Rashba is even in the case where she became a Skena, you like not Kaifa. I guess because they say stam, you're not kaifa, they don't say after 10 years. But I think it's a little shver, because Rabban and the Rashba write that if she has a son or a daughter, just one son or one daughter from another woman, you are kaifa. So you see, that's not the pshat because he has a son, that's why you're not kaifa. It's because you think he'll have a son from her. I think it's a bit shver. So the Miltznak also says it. The Miltznak explains, what's the reason why you're not kaifa according to them? Because you're Mekayim Shevis. Because the reason why Kaifis Hashem is Achali Banis Mimena. With one son and one daughter, it's called as a Binyan Mimena. Because the Niyibim, it's good enough. The Niyibim, it's not called that Ishmael Machli. And it brings a very interesting Raya, because the Gemara brings Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu with the 10 years. And by Avraham Avinu, we had one son. And Vaitam, Vaitam stayed. Another 10 years, and now he only had one son. And even though Sarah was a Skena, that's what he tainis. Right? There could be mafalpul about the Rayim. And the Miltznaker brings a minig. He says a lot of Gedalei Torah that they only have one son and one daughter, and they were in Mekayim Periv Rivya, and the wives became old, and they didn't divorce them. Beis Dais, then we don't pass them like this Beis Shmuel and this Rivash. See, the Miltznaker is mashma that if Itaka didn't have any children, then they do divorce, and we're going to speak a little bit later in this year. Lamaisa, we don't do that. It's a shikol shver. Why? But that's what he brings. But it seems the machlekes is like this. What's the pshat in the Ramban and Rashba? If the halacha is that after 10 years, you're kaifa because you weren't Mekayim Periv Rivya, so with one son and one daughter, why do you not Mekayim Periv Rivya? So what's the pshat? Why in that case you're not kaifa? So there's two pshatim, two completely independent pshatim with a big nafkamina halacha. One shot is because this whole din that if you, for 10 years you didn't have children, that's a raya, you're never going to have children. It's also if you don't have any children. But if you have one child, Shanishke raya. So why should you divorce and marry somebody else? You can have children from her. She's not considered an Einei Bas Banim. She had a child. She had a child from you. Okay, very good. But once she becomes old, too old to have any children, we know for sure she's never going to have children. So Vaitam, as David is a din in Periv Rivya, you have to marry your Bas Banim if you weren't Mekayim Periv Rivya. So here also. So you marry Isha, she has a child. Right? And then she has no child. You wait 20 years, you still say she'll have a child. But once she's already 45, 50 years old, whatever it is, past the time for having children. So what should you do? You have to marry a younger woman. And have it be Mekayim Periv Rivya. That's one side. That's what the Rivash and the Beis Shmuel hold. The Karen Ayrin, the Miltznak hold, that's not the Pshat and the Rabban and the Rashba. The Pshat and the Rabban and the Rashba is that even if you were in Mekayim Periv Rivya, and you have children, we're not going to force you to divorce your wife. A little bit shver. But that's the aside. Why? When we only force if you Bechlal didn't have any children. If you have children, even if you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah Spirit of Rivya, It's already you mekayim enough of the mitzvah that we're not going to force you to divorce your wife. Then Amukhi Yosef says, "Ulekuli amemias emol yolde alekulim scharim enekevus." Ava bishazach enekevu a mitzvah enkayv neisalahitzi. Said before, I mean, not all the rishayim held that way, but Rav rishayim held that way, that according to Mitzlini, dafka zachar or enekevu. I mean, certainly all enekevus you're not yotze with. So let's say you have a family that's 10 sons or 10 daughters, but doesn't have any of the other one. Like the case of a kuli alma, you're not kaifa. So I think the reason to be mechalik is he's saying a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rabban and the Rashba, that even with one son, you're not kaifa. But you have a chayr in pirshu, no? As long as you weren't mekai in pirv, you're a kaifa. Because lo yolda means adol el kai. So the case of a tremendous chiddush. If you have kamas karim and kamen akevis, then the kuli alma, you're not kaifa. So what's the pshat in this chiddush? I think it depends. If you learn that the reason why having one son you're not kaifa is because we don't know that she doesn't have children, even though it was 10 years and they weren't mekayim period review, but the ma'aser she had a child. She had a child, we're always going to assume she doesn't have a child. And the fee's that, if she's a zakeina and she can't have a child, you are kaifa. So what's the pshat in the other man, the omer? What's pshat in the chayim pirshu? If she didn't have a son and a daughter, then you're kaifa. The teretz is, if you don't have two children, so we assume leisachli banis imena. If you didn't have two children, then imena leisachli banis imena. But let's say you have 10 girls or 10 boys. So in that case, mukyase wasn't sorry. Pasha desach. If the 10 years only had one child, he only had one child. Vice days, there's something wrong with the marriage. Leisachli banis imena. But if you have 10 children, so there's nothing wrong. I were mekayim peri rivya. Well, she's just as good a candidate as anyone else. She had a bunch of children. So, you'll say that we don't have a Ryan, is anything wrong? Punkt! She didn't have a Zacha yet, or she didn't have an Akeva yet. That's not a Ryan to anything. That's what I would say. But, L'chaya L'fizat, when she becomes this Kena, see, even with 10 children, you're Kaifa. You have 10 sons, you have 12 sons, you have 15 sons, whatever it is. You didn't have a girl, you're not going to have a girl from her. You have to get married to someone else. You still need a girl. But if you're going to learn the other way, like the Karenayr and the Miltstaka. So what's the pshat? The Ramban or Ashba hold, so grace the Chiddush. Even if you were in Mekayim Perivivya, you're Mekayim Abyssal Perivivya, Mekayim Shevis, that's good enough. We're not going to be Kaifi to marry somebody else. And what's pshat in the other Rishayim? No. You were in Mekayim, the Mitzvah Perivivya, Zazach and Akeva. So why is Muki Yosef saying that Kamaschar Mekayim the Kev is the Kuli Alma. Lemaisi weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. Bishleim if the Yisait is because you still could be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So then you could say, as Ev Yisam Yisheim, well, even one Zachuin Eman, you still can be Mekayim. So Kamaschar, everyone knows you still could be Mekayim. But if the Yisait is you're Mekayim enough, we're not going to be Kayim for you. And the other man, the Alma, holds, no, you need a full Kayim. So Mechadeh, what's the Mail of Kamaschar? Unless you'll say Mekayis of Elman Aswara, you did as I feel that everyone agrees the Zach and the Kaiva part is not enough. You only have this one child, you're missing a whole child. You didn't have enough children. That were Kaiva, but you had enough children, you just didn't have the Skarm and the Kaivas, that were not. Tzarechim Vazeh. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings Afishain Railas of Ezechlodav from Avram Avinu. The case Esther Shana Mosheves Ram Beretz Kanan, and since it says Beretz Kanan, Lamduch Shein Yeshivas Chutzlars Elam in a Minyan, and that's why Chaluhu Chal Sehi Archavushim Beis Nasurim Zosein Elam in a Minyan, and the Rosh is a big chiddush that even if they continue being mishamish together, but just like Chutzlars, she's not mesugel for children, is not Elam in a Minyan, who adin Chaluhu Chal Sehi, even if they live together. Mechavish Beis Asurim live together. It's not so mesugel for children, so also it's not Elam in a Minyan. But an Indian of any Shiva Chutzlars Elam in a Minyan is a Machlokes Rishayna. Rashi says Dumi Mishem Avayin Chutzlars Hei Makurim. So Rashi's Mashma, Rashi's Mavur, that it's not only a din for Avraham Avinu. It's a din Stam. It's a din Bizman Hazeh also. The Avayin Chutzlars Hei Makurim. So it's not Elam in a Minyan. So the Rashi brings that there are Paiskin that Paskin, the Arishayna that old. Now you don't have the whole din of Kaif and Isa, you don't have the whole din of Shas Meser Shanim in Chutz Laretz. That's what the Rush brings down. And the Rush and the Rishayim here, the Ramban, the Rashi, they argue on this. And they say, what do you mean? How could you say then a chutzar is no such din. So why didn't the Gemara say anything? The Gemara was in Bavel. Why didn't the Gemara say that we don't have this din? It's Mashman the Gemara, they were discussing the din by Eifa Maisi in Bavel. And also, the Rosh Tain is, L'chayit is what it means to say, how could you pat to someone a chutzlar from the mitzvah period of Rivi? You can't pat the chutzlar from the mitzvah period of Rivi. The Rishayim say, not a mitzvah till you bar it. Elamai, because you can't have children in chutzlar. Everyone has children in chutzlar. So many people have children in chutzlar. You can't say chutzlar is not a place where the Ruba people have children. And these people didn't. They were 10 years without children. Some of them didn't want to have children. So how is a child to stay in a potter? That's the Rishayim's kasha. But some Rishayim say, that not that if you're going to remain in Chutz Laaretz of Ando Kaifa Laitzi, but if a couple goes to Eretz Yisrael, then you can start the clock again. Then you have another 10 years. Shadows, because maybe the Chutz Eretz Yisrael, you're in a different story. It's a different ball game. So maybe you have another 10 years. We have no raya from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. But if you're going to stay in Chutz Laaretz, so what are you going to say? Maybe it's Chutz Laaretz's fault. If you marry someone else, must not be alive children. You see, everyone else has children in the Chutz Laaretz. As I tie in the Rishayim. But this is all assuming the pshat that the Ein Yeshivas Chutz Laaretz Elam and Minyan is a klal even for us. Like Rashi says, Mishum Avayin Chutz Laaretz Eim Akurim. See, there's Shailas Oibazay, the whole din isn't chal in Chutz Laaretz. That the Rishayim says that Mistabram, it would just mean, at most, that if someone goes from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, so then he would have another 10 years. But the Rabban says, it's only by Avram Avinu. By him, Yeshiva's Chutz Laaretz was a minyan. Because he was an Akur, because he didn't have children. Abe Atzim couldn't have children. But then, he got Avdach of Eskel Kaigogol. Oh, so from then on, he could have children. So the 10 years starts from then. Not the Pshat, the Stamas doesn't start in Chutz Laaretz, for Avram didn't start in Chutz Laaretz, because he was an Akur. He brings Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says, on the pasuk, in the case of Esav Shalom Mashavis Avram, Magid She'en Yishuv Sos Aminyan, Fishloi Nemla Ve'eskol Yigod Lo Shabal Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with Havayin of Chutz Laaretz. He didn't have the Tekan of Esav, he didn't have the Haftach of Eskol Yigod Lo. Now the Ramban brings the Rav Av Bezdin that says a Nekuda like this. He's not a mask that has to do with Chutz Laaretz, but he says, if you're supposed to be in Chutz Laaretz and you leave, so then the time that you spend, he's supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael, and you leave. So the time he spent in Chutz Laaretz doesn't count. He says, that was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was told to go to Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't go right away. Now, the Bris Min Absarim was when he was 70, and then it says he was 75 when he left. So he must have been in Eretz Yisrael and came back, and then went again. So that, the time doesn't count, because he was really supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. But someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz is supposed to be in Chutz Laaretz, and then it does count. The Rosh Hashanah Mamish come out the same thing. The Ramban says, you don't really need it. But the Rambam also doesn't bring the din of Yeshivas Chutz Laaretz altogether. He only brings the din of Chal Hu Chal Sehi. It's Mashman at the Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't. It's only a din by Avraham Avinu, whether you say that the Ramban has nothing to do with Chutz Laaretz altogether. It's because he didn't get the Haftach yet, or you say like the Rosh of the Ravid, that Avraham Avinu was supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. But we will Mashman to the Ram like the Ramban, because he didn't bring it all together. And Shulchan Aruch also doesn't bring it in Kufn Nadal. It just brings in of Chal Hu Chal Sehi or Chavish Aveis Sesurim. But the guy is Maimani, Hilchus Ishus Pek, the Sov Aveis Dal, it brings Kam Rishenim, it says, and Kaifim B'chutz Laaretz. It sounds like he learned up those Rishenim Al-Kobanim, like the Yesh Mishari of the Rosh, and he brings Kam Rishenim, and the Marichai also here, at the end of Eis Nun, brings Kam Rishenim B'chal, the whole thing doesn't apply to Chutz Laaretz. So that's one thing, that's one reason why you don't find that people are makban on the din. And the guys Maimon in the Marcha also say that nowadays, even Eretz Yisrael, they're not kaifa. And the only makar they bring is the Gemara of Bava Basra, the end of Cheskes Abatim, the Samach HaMadeis. Says, Miyayim Shechari Beis HaMikdash Dinu Sheigzal Tzmein Shloi Lisi Isha Shloi Libanim. After the Korban Beis HaMikdash, really, we should decide, shouldn't marry any women, shouldn't have any banim. Shein Gaisim Kseh Letzim L'Kerev Yitzir B'yach HaLamed Ba. So Mela, really that's what the halacha should be. No, ain't even tzibach alamibam. So Mela, the chalapach is the people that don't have children ain't kaifin even in Eretz Yisrael. That's also l'chayv very shver, because the Mishnah, even, and the Gemara for sure, was after the Churban. And still it says that you kaifin. The Gemara hidden kaimai doesn't say that there's no such din. Now Taisus there asks the kasha, Taisus says that you're any makayim the din of Purim Rivi. That's the case. Doesn't mean everybody, it means people who are Mekayim Purim Rivi shouldn't get married. Otherwise, you have a mitzvah seder aisa. You can't be mivatif mitzvah seder aisa. And the guy in siman aleph sif gimel seisa, the gemara means when there's various malchus, when there's terrible persecutions, so you shouldn't get married. It doesn't pay. Avad ein guys exel simur chaim yarev tzi biyachalam edbo. Hashem can stand when everything's going good. Avad you should have children. So it's a bissel shver. But the Rivash in Siman Tezvav, he also brings this thing that he says, Shur Sedin Lefiya Gemara that Yikaif on Piri Vrivya, but man asa, Shlerina bi yameinu wa shemana mikam adair is bej nisik is there lakav leitzi isha leitzi bishas v'mal yitchana v'yolda Aish is kain of afimein leibana. He says, the Maisa, we don't find anyone's kaif, already kam adair is. That's what the Rivash says. So he's in the middle of a discussion. The case there was that somebody wanted to marry a woman that's 90 years old, and the Bezin didn't like the idea, and they thought he was just doing it for the money. He writes a whole tshuva about it, but he writes the end that we're not naive to do it. And he writes at the end that how come Bezin's not kaifa? Because a lot of things that are wrong with the sun, he says. A lot of times it's like it didn't. The Gemara says that a bas tam lechachal lama aritz is a terrible thing, or a bas kain lama aritz. And the Gemara says, Yanal b'mekana, she's daughter when she's a ktana until she gets older, and says, plain any rights, and the Maisa, we don't do that. He says, the Bezin would try to get the Shura Sedin. There'd be a lot of fighting, there'd be a lot of katatas and everything. So now they decided to look away and let anyone get married to whoever they wanted. As long as there wasn't Issa Erev and Issa Kedusha, there wasn't an actual Issa, they didn't, and they want to get married, so we let them get married. The Ramah brings this in Siman Aleph Siv Gimel. And the guy brings a lot of the raid from the Rishayim, and he says, Kaleilu Tainis Duchuyis. Like we mentioned, the din is, the Gemara in Bava Basri says, not a raya, I'll go upon him. But what's the chari very shver is that the Rishayim say Elashin Yinat Kaifa, and before the Rivash, the Ramah Lamaisa Paskins like the Rivash. The Ramah, Siman Aleph, Siv Gimel, Paskins like the Rivash, we're not Kaifa. Fine, so Bezin does not get involved. But the Shal is, what should an Erlich Yid do? He's married for 10 years, he doesn't have children. Azim L'chuyiv to get divorced and marry somebody else. Because what are you going to say? He's in Chutzlaritz. Well, first of all, it's only for people in Chutzlaritz. What about if he lives in Eretz Yisrael? But even Chutzlaritz is very shver, Rav Yishayim. And the Psak Aloch and Shulchan Aruch is not that way. And also, but for if you hold like the Beis Shmuel that we mentioned, and the Rivash, that, you know, there's a difference between 10 years, well, there you could say Chutzlaritz. But what if Shitaka can't have children? What if she's ready as Kena? Say she mechayit and megayish and marry them. And lemaisa, the minig, we don't see, even by the grace of Gedolim, and the grace of Medaktikim, we don't find that people are makbid to get divorced after 10 years. You find even Gedolim tamina chachamim and yireilikim, and they're married for 10 years, they don't have children, and they don't get divorced. They don't get divorced in order to have children. L'chayit shmer. What happened to the mitzvah of Rivya? So I saw the biscuit chuvim and Siman Kufn and Dal Sivkan Kuzayim brings the shalosh to his big dikuni, brings the baricha Siman Aleph. And he was asked the shayla that there was a man, Tam Chacham, grace of Tam Chacham, it sounded like, and he didn't have children for 10 years, but he writes, it's very hard for Megayish, because first of all, he's a shacha mensch, and his wife really takes care of his health, and she's the Eishas Chali Yerisol Akim, and she allows him to Megadol Yasim Asaych Beisai. And he wanted to know, Lamaisa, is he gonna get klep for not being Mekai in the mitzvah spirit of Rivya? That's what he wanted to know. So this Sefer, the big Dekuna says he's not Mechayiv. And he's Mitzayar for a lot of different things. First of all, he brings the Rishayim that the din is not Negin Chutz Laretz. He brings that. And he brings another tzad for this particular person. He says, you're a chaylam. So the Rosh says that the Gemara mu chayla, or he chayla, even if they are Mishamish, it's harder for him to have children. So mainly he could be telling that, and mainly he won't have children, even if you marry somebody else. And then he brings another interesting actor. He says, for mitzvah to say, you're not Mechayiv to Mevazvah, only Chaymish of Yimaman. So, to get divorced, first of all, it's a very expensive procedure. That alone could cost you more than a Chaymish of Yimaman. And second of all, to get divorced is from the Seisha Schali Rei Lekim, that's staying in the health is a matter worth more than Chaymish of Yimaman. So Mela, he wouldn't be Mechayiv. And then he says another heter. He says, the Rambam says that somebody who's Isaac B'Tayyip, he's afraid if he gets married, he'll take him away from the Tayyip. So Lamaish is Nidcha. As long as his Yates is not Meskabrolov. So that's a shy a little bit. It's really a Gemara in Kedushin. The Sugi is not here. Shal, is there any Kitzah for it? Is there any Shear for it? There's no Shear. So he says, even if you say there is a Shear, But that's the pshat. He's not married at all. But here, we don't know if he'll get married to somebody else. Will it be him, the kind of Vivian? Maybe it's darker from him. Similarly, he can be Megal. Just make sure that you learn a lot and you darker Magdal the Yasim. That's what he brings from this Chuvis Big Dekuna. So a lot of the Terim is interesting. Not so clear that he could be Saimach on them. But I think the heter of Chaimish sounds like an interesting heter. That you could say the Din of the Gemara was that it wouldn't be so hard for him to get married another wife. Shine, you have this wife, shine, you divorce her, get married to another wife. This gefelach. But in most cases, the pshat is, yes, the marriage is going good, so maybe it has a psidin of more than a chaimish. You have to know. In fact, that maybe people are chayshish anyway, what's going to happen? He's going to get divorced. So how is he going to find the shidduch? Maybe he won't find the shidduch. And if he finds the shidduch, maybe the shidduch won't work. And in this line will work, who says, I have children. Maybe the getting married today is a much more difficult affair than Amo, and really wouldn't be mechliyev to get divorced and try to get me married for peer review today. Sarah Chinoit.